Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know what really got me in this article? The speed of these businesses disintegrating. It happened all so fast that there didn't seem to be enough time to save the client relationships. I mean, think about it. To build something for 10 years and to watch it implode, it's just heartbreaking. Which is why we need to prepare for this now. It's time for us to wake up and realize that this could happen to us too. Really, few of us are immune. Here are the two big transitions we need to think about. First up, we need to emotionally prepare for the possibility that this could happen to us. Denial is not our friend. Even if AI doesn't come for us, this threat still keeps us from being complacent. So let's ask ourselves some hard what-if questions. What if our top three clients left within 60 days? What if AI makes our biggest revenue stream obsolete? Having these answers at the ready will give us peace of mind so that we feel ready for anything. Second, we need to make our business models and brands more nimble. How fast can we change our service lines? As I noted in the post, are there ways we can change our roles? Now is the time to get buyers used to this, so when AI comes knocking, our clients won't rebuff different options. Here's what these two transitions do. They take away AI's element of surprise. This is one of those rare occasions that we can see a threat coming around the corner. We may not know when or how, but we do see it coming. That's why prepping now, even if the possibility doesn't arrive soon, will leave us in a better position to withstand these changes. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.